Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Bamidbar, that is Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Daled. And we're going to continue learning about Shevet Levi. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe b'Midbar Sinai lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe in Midbar Sinai saying, Pekaitis b'nei Levi, count the b'nei Levi, l'beis avos l'mishpachaisam, to their father's house, according to their families, kol zachar ben chodesh v'mala tifkadim, every male from a month and up, you shall count them. Now let's take a look why exactly they're being counted from 1 month and not from 20 years old and up, like everyone else was counted. So Pasuk Dezvav and Rashi tells us, Ben Chadish Ramala, Mishiyatza Mechal Nefalim. This is once he leaves the category of a Nefel, meaning we know for sure that this child is going to live, Hunimne, he's counted right away. Likar Shem Mishmer Sakadish, to be called a Shem Mishmer Sakadish. Am Rebbe Yehuda Reb Shalom, he tells us, Lamadhu Oisea Shevet, Lias Nemen Min Abetin. This Shevet Levi, already has his history as being counted already from the mother's womb. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Asher Yolda Oisea Levi Mitzrayim, she gave birth for Levi in Mitzrayim. Imkin Yisasa Pesach Mitzrayim, upon her entry into Mitzrayim, Yalda Isa, Levi's wife, gave birth to Yocheved, Venimus B'Shivim Nefesh, and Yocheved is counted among the 70 people that came up with Yaakov into Mitzrayim. Shekshaato Mayne Cheshbainim, but if you count the people that actually came up, Leisim Tzayim El Shivim Chasar Achaz, you only find there's actually 69 people that came up, V'yishlimus Aminyan, and she completed this figure to 70, even though Yocheved was only in her mother's stomach. So we see that the Levim already had this history of being counted already for when they're so young from inside their mother's stomach. So back into Chumash, Pasuk Design, Vayivkad Isa Moshe al Pi Hashem, and Moshe counted them according to Hashem, Kasher Tzuba, just like he had been commanded. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Design. What does it mean, al Pi Hashem, according to Hashem? Of course it was according to the word of Hashem. Amar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe said to Hashem, Hechani nichnas osay chaleim, how can I go into their tents? L'das minyan came to count the amount of children that are nursing from their mothers. That's not proper to count a child while it's nursing from its mother. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem told him, Asei atah shelcha, you do what you need to do, v'ani aseh sheli, and I'm going to do what I need to do. Halach Moshe v'amar Moshe went and stood by the entrance of the tent, and the Shekhinah preceded him, and there's a baskel that came out of the tent, and said, this is the number of children that are in this tent. That's why it says, by the mouth of Hashem, Hashem actually told Moshe Rabbeinu how many kids were in each tent. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vayu Eile B'nei Levi B'Shmaisam, and these are the sons of Levi by their names, Gershon and Kahasu Merari. He had three children, Gershon, Kahasu, and Merari, Ve'ele Shmais B'nei Gershon L'Mishpachaisam, and these are the names of the sons of Gershon according to their families, Livni V'Shemi, and U'bnei Kahasu L'Mishpachaisam, the sons of Kahasu according to their families, Amram V'Yitzhar, Chevron V'Uziel, and U'bnei Merari L'Mishpachaisam, the sons of Merari according to their families, Machli U'Mushi, Elehim Mishpachaisa Levi. These are the families of Levi, Levei Savaisam, according to their father's house. The Gershon for Gershon and Mishpachas HaLivni and Mishpachas HaShemi, the Livni and Shemi families. Elehim Mishpachas HaGershuni, these are the Gershuni families. Pekudehem B'Mispar Kol Zachar, they're counted ones according to every male, Miben Chadish V'Amala, from 1 month and up. Pekudehem, the count was Shivas Alafim Chamesh Mez, that's 7,500. Mishpachas HaGershuni, the Gershuni families, Acharei HaMishkan Yachnu Yama, they encamped behind the Mishkan towards the west, Unisibes Avla Gershuni, and the head of the Gershuni house was El Yosef Ben Lael, that's what his name was. And the guarding or the job of the Bnei Gershon regarding the Oil Maid was HaMishkan V'Ha'Oil. These are the names of two of the coverings that went on the Mishkan, Mechsehu, and then the covering that went on top of them, U'Masach Pesach Oil Maid, and the screen that went in front of the Oil Maid, V'Kalei HaChatzer, and the curtains of the Chatzer, V'Masach Pesach HaChatzer, and the screen that went in front of the entrance of the Chatzer, Ashel HaMishkan that was on the Mishkan, V'Al Mizbeach Saviv, and around the Mizbeach, V'Asmeisarv, and all of its ropes, L'Chal V'Dasar, for all of its work, for all of its labor. That's what the Mishpachas Gershuni was in charge of. Rashi over your Pasuk Chafei tells us HaMishkan Yirias HaTechtonis, this is talking about the lower panels, which was the first cover that the Mishkan was covered with. The Ha'ayel, this is Yirias Izim, these are the Rias, the panels of goat's hair. HaAsuyas Lagag, that was made as a roof that was put on top of the covering that was called the Mishkan. Mechseyu, its cover. Aris Elimut Chashim, this was the third cover that was placed on top of all of them. And Umasach Pesach, the screen of the entrance. HuAvilain, that was the curtain that covered the front of the Mishkan. Pasuk Chavavin Rashi Vesmeisarv, and its ropes Shal HaMishkan Va'ayel, this is the ropes of the Mishkan and the oil, V'Leshal Chatzer, but not the ropes of the Chatzar. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Zayin V'Lekahas, and to the family of Kahas, Mishpachas HaAmrari, Mishpachas HaYitzhari, Mishpachas HaChavroini, Mishpachas HaZieli, these are all the family's names. Elehim Mishpachas HaKasi, these are the families of Shevet Kahas. B'Mispar Kol Zachar Ben Chaj V'Mala, the count of every male a month old and up, Shmainas Alafim Shesh Meos, 8,600, Shemir Mishmeres HaKadesh, the guarding of the Mishmeres of Kadesh, and they also had a specific job. Mishpachas B'nei Kahas Yachanu, the family of Kahas, they camped Al Yercha Mishkan Teimana, towards the south side of the Mishkan. And the Nasi of the families of Kahasi was Elitzafan ben Uziel and Mishmartam. And what was their job? What did they guard as part of the Mishkan? That was their job. Ha'arin, v'hashulchan, v'hamenayra. Torah, v'hamizbachos, uchlei hakodesh, asher yishar subahem, that everyone would serve with, v'hamasach v'chal avidasai, and the screen, and all of its accessories, everything that went along with the screen. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuch haftes, mishuchas b'nei kas yachanu, usmucham lehem degel Ruvain, and next to their encampment was the degel of Ruvain. Hachanim teimana, they encamped towards the south also. And what do we say? Ayil rasha, ayil shcheinai, woe to the wicked one, woes to his neighbor. L'kach laku mehem dasan v'avirim v'masayim v'chamishim ish. That's why Dasan and Aviram and 250 other men, they were struck im karech v'adasai, along with karech and his assembly. Shanim shcheimam machlokaisam, they were drawn along with them in their fight. We know that karech was from the family of Kas, and Dasan and Aviram were from Shevet Ruvain. So we see ayil rasha, ayil shcheinai. Next Rashi says, v'hamasach in the screen, hiya pareches, is referring to the pareches. Shaf hi kruya pareches hamasach, it's also called pareches hamasach. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, unesi, nesiyei Levi, and the nasi, the head of all the nesiim of Levi, Elazar ben Aaron HaKayin. This is Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKayin, Pekudas Shemir Mishmeres HaKadosh. He was in charge of all the Shemir Mishmeres HaKadosh. In a way, we could say he was like the overseer. He was the head of all of Shevet Levi. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, tells us, unesi, nesiyei HaLevi, memuna kulam, he was in charge of all of them. Valmahi nesiyusai, what exactly was his charge? What exactly was his job? Pekudas Shemir Mishmeres HaKadosh, al yada hi pekudas kulam, all the assignments were given by him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Limrari, for the family of Merari, Mishpachas HaMachli, the family Machli, Mishpachas HaMushi, Elohim Mishpachas Merari, this is the families of Merari, Upekudem Mispar Kol Zachar, and their count to the count of every single male, Miben Chayish Vamala, from a month old and up, Sheshes Halafim Masayim, 6,200, Unisi Beis Alvim Mishpachas Merari, who is the Nasi of the family of Merari, Suriel Ben Avichayil, Aryar HaMishkan Yachnu Tzafayna, on the side of the Mishkan they encamped towards the north, Upekudas Mishmeres B'nei Merari, and where was their job? Karshe HaMishkan, the beams of the Mishkan, Uvrichav, Va'amudav, Va'adonav, and its bars, its pillars, its sockets, V'chol Kalev, and all the utensils, V'chol Avidasai, and all the other accessories, anything necessary to go along with it. V'amudei Chatzar Saviv, V'adnehem, and the pillars of the Chatzar all around, and their sockets, V'sei Daisam, U'meisrehem, and their pegs, and their ropes. And V'chayinu L'fnei HaMishkan Kedman, the ones that camped in front of the Mishkan, L'fnei Oyel Mayed Mizracha, in front of the Oyel Mayed towards the east, Maisha V'Aaron Ubanav, that was Maisha and Aaron and his sons, Shem Mishmeres HaMikdash, they were guarding the Mishmeres of the Mikdash, L'Mishmeres B'nei Yisrael, for the guarding the B'nei Yisrael. And once again, we repeat this, V'Hazar Karv Yumas, and Hazar, an alien, a non-Kohen, a foreigner who comes close, he shall die. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Maisha Aaron Ubanav, V'Smuchem Lehem, and right next to them, Degel Machan Yehuda, V'Chanin Olav, that was the camp of Yehuda, and all those that were encamped with him, Yisachar Zvulun, Tav L'Tzadik, Tav L'Shchenoi, there's good for the Tzadik, and good for his neighbor, L'Fisha Yishchenov Shal Maisha, since Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, they were the neighbors of Maisha, Shahai Isaac Batara, he was involved in Tyra, Nasu Gudel and Batara, so they became great in Tyra. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Yehuda Machaikiki, Yehuda is my lawmaker, Umibene Yisachar Yaidibina, and from the sons of Yisachar, there are those who have understanding, Masayim Rashi Sanhedris, 200 heads of the Sanhedrin, they came from Yisachar, and with Zvulun, Mashchem Beshevet Sefer, and from Zvulun, those who write with the pen of the scribe. So we see the great people came from Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun, and they had this chos because they were encamped next to Maisha, Tav L'Tzadik, Tav L'Shchenoi. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Tes, the last Pasuk in this Aliyah, Kol Pekudei HaLevim, Asher Pakan Maisha V'Aaron, all the counted ones of the Levim, which Maisha and Aaron had counted, Al Pi Hashem, based off what Hashem said, L'Mishpachasim, according to their families, Kol Zachar M'Chayish V'Mala, every male for a month and up, Shnayim V'Esrim Aleph, there's 22,000. And Rashi Pasuk Lamed Tes over here tells us, Asher Pakan Maisha V'Aaron, Nokad Al V'Aaron, there's actually dots on top of the word Aaron. If you take a look at that, Leimer to tell us, Shaloi Hayav Bin HaLevim, he was not counted as part of the Levim. Shnayim V'Esrim Aleph, 22,000. But now Rashi points out, Uvpratan, if you break them down into their individual counts, Atam Maisa Shleish Maisa Yisrim, you're actually going to find that there was 300 more than 22,000. B'nei Gershaim, Shivas Alafim V'Chamesh Meiz, Gershaim was 7,500. B'nei Kahas Shmenes Alafim V'Shesh Meiz, Kahas was 8,600. And B'nei Merari Sheshes Alafim V'Masayim, Merari was 6,200. So that's a total of 22,300. So Rashi asks, V'lamalai Klalin Mashar V'yiftu Sabachares, why couldn't they be counted with the rest of Levim and help in the redemption of the Bachares? Again, we said that the Levim, they were in place of the Bachares. They were actually the redemption of the Bachares. So why is it that these 300 weren't counted? And if they would have been counted, V'layuz Kukim Hashloishavim Shim Masayim Bachares Ha'itvim Alamenil Fidyon, we wouldn't have to have the extra 273 firstborns that weren't part of the count of the Levim. They wouldn't have had to redeem themselves through money, as we're going to learn a little bit later on. So Amar Rabbi Seinu Maseches Bechares, Chacham learned Maseches Bechares, Aysam Shlesh Meis Levim, those 300 Levim were not counted because Bechares Hayu, they themselves are firstborns. Vidayim, and it's enough for them, Shefkiu Atzim in opinion, they should exempt themselves from redemption. They shouldn't have to be redeemed, but they're not allowed to be used as redemption for other Bechares that weren't Levim. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with another Aliyah tomorrow. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.